From the Heart, April 16. Captivating Words. No man ever spoke like this man. The educated were charmed with Christ's teaching, and the uneducated were always profited, for he appealed to their understanding. His illustrations were taken from the things of daily life, and although they were simple, they had in them a wonderful depth of meaning. The fowls of the air, the lilies of the field, the seed, the shepherd and his sheep. With these objects, Christ illustrated immortal truth, and ever afterward, when his hearers chanced to see these things in nature, they recalled his words. Christ's illustrations constantly repeated his lessons. Christ always used the most simple language, yet his words were received by deep, unprejudiced thinkers, for they were words that tested their wisdom. Spiritual things should always be presented in simple language, even though learned men are being addressed, for such are generally ignorant regarding spiritual things. The simplest language is the most eloquent. Christ's words, so comforting and cheering to those that listen to them, are for us today. As a faithful shepherd knows and cares for his sheep, so Christ cares for his children. Christ knows his sheep intimately, and the suffering and helpless are objects of his special care. Christ did not design that his words should return to him void. He himself wrote nothing, but the Holy Spirit brought all his words and acts to the remembrance of his disciples, that they might be recorded for our benefit. Christ's instruction was given with the greatest clearness. There was no need for anyone to misunderstand. But the scribes and Pharisees misconstrued and misapplied his words. The utterances which were the bread of life to starving souls were bitterness to the Jewish rulers. In his Sermon on the Mount, Christ spoke as though he knew that the scribes and Pharisees believed the Old Testament. They were in that gathering, and the disciples were close beside their beloved teacher. There Christ declared, "Except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." By his words he condemned their formalism and hypocrisy. And though applying directly to those before him, these words apply also to those of this age who do not the will of God. They are far-reaching and come sounding down the ages to our time.